ABC Radio Australia.
Imagine yourself as one of the people living with disabilities in your community. A tropical cyclone alert has just been issued. Other villages are busy with their preparations and even moving to evacuation centres. I wonder what would be running through your head at this time.
For International Day of People with Disability, we wanted to take some time and recognise this group of people, especially during times of disaster.
Fred, a classic example is Lithia Naita Nui's experience over the years. Lithia has been living with a disability for decades, and she shares a story about the challenges they face during disasters, especially in evacuation centres in her province of Rewa, right here in Fiji. Let's take a listen.
Don't look at my disability, look at what I have, the potential that I have. Bulawinaka, my name is Lithia Naita Nui. I'm the president of Women with Disability, Rewa Branch.
Lithia, from your own experience over the past decades in times of disaster, what are some of the challenges you've faced?
Thank you. The first thing, as we already have known here in Fiji, Rewa, the geographical location that people with disability lives. Some lives in the other side of the island, some live on mainland, but most of us live the different location that we have, live in the interior of the swampy mangrove place. So that is where those people living with disability are situated or located in this place. And the challenges that we have is how to get persons with disability from that side to the evacuation center. Say, for instance, if they have double-story building, so people with disability have to move into that double-story building, and it's not access. And then the restroom and the bathroom, it's down below again. So when we are, those are some of the challenges, the location of persons with disability and also the location of the evacuation center in which we have to be taken to evacuate.
I know you have some bigger plans coming up in terms of raising awareness and building the capacity and the knowledge of your other villages who are living with any form of disability, or even members of the community in evacuation center. Just talk about it.
Thank you. The plan that I have now, it's to not really raising awareness, to run workshops, including those awareness. So in that 4 days, I'm planning to run the workshop in 4 days. So in that 4 days, we have to run, we have to look into the various disabilities whom we invite the members from the Fiji Disabled People's Federation, the affiliates, to come and show and talk and share to the community here in Rewa how to handle different disabilities to be taken to evacuation center, and also when they are in the evacuation center, and also what to do when the disaster is over.
Pacific Prepared.